Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Good morning and happy Monday. Welcome to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am Teron Davenport, your host. Today's Locked On Eagles podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets and use the promo code LOEAGLES to get you a $20 rebate on your first purchase. Well, another week, another loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. This time a divisional game, Washington Redskins. Man, oh man. Redskins brought it from the very first snap. Ryan Kerrigan going against Big V. First snap, fought off the holding call and was able to get a sack. He had 2 sacks in the first series. Definitely not the start that you wanted to see for this team, especially against a divisional rival. I tell you what I'm noticing. Over the last 2 games, it seems like this Eagles team is coming out not lethargic or anything like that, but they're coming out very slowly. You want to see them come out with more of a sense of urgency, more aggressiveness, more tempo. And that's something that Jordan Matthews talked about during his post-game press conference at his locker. We talked to him. And I just asked him about the way the drives were late in the game. That tempo, that no huddle, he said that created a sense of urgency. And he really challenged the offense, especially the wide receivers, to play with more urgency earlier in the game. And it's just one of those things where you can't spot a team a lead and expect to win the game. And that's basically what happened in the last 2 games. They spotted the Redskins a 14-point game. Obviously, you know what happened in Detroit. We're not going to go back to that, but in both instances, later on, they were able to come back and make the game close. It was a tale of 2 halves in both games. This past week, 21 points given up to the Redskins in the first half, 3 points in the second, 493 total yards of offense. I want to know what happened to that defense. Where have they gone? Unfortunately for them, they were stuck on the field 74 snaps yesterday, and as a result, there was some fatigue settling in. And in some cases, you know, the missed tackles were inexcusable. And those are things that have to be cleaned up. These guys know they have to clean that up, as well as just the penalties, man. The penalties have been tough for these guys, and you have to still play fast. But you have to play smart as well. Malcolm Jenkins talked about still playing fast, but being smart with it. And in some cases, that's definitely the case. But like, you look at the Fletcher Cox penalty, the one that gave the Redskins a new set of downs late in the second quarter, and it ended up resulting in a touchdown. You know, Matt Jones had the 1-yard run. They had him stopped on 3rd down. And it's just tough because when you have a guy like Fletcher Cox or just any of these big defensive linemen, it's like, how do you expect them to just suddenly change their course, like change their aiming point? It's very hard. I understand you're trying to play this game and keep it safe for everyone, but you have to keep it realistic. And for me, when I look at a big guy like that and he's running full speed after a quarterback, I mean, you're told to attack the quarterback, but in doing that, you get a penalty called on you for the helmet-to-helmet. Now, I will say, you know what? Cox has to try to not allow his helmet to collide with the helmet of Kirk Cousins on that play. But it's just some of these calls, it's almost like they're – these penalties, these rules, it's almost like it's discouraging these guys from playing fast. And it's just they have to find that balance. I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing out something that I think is really interesting about where this game is going. Seth Joyner was on Breakfast on Broad this morning, and he asked the question, when are they going to get to the point where they just take the pads off and not allow these guys to play football? And I have to agree with him. That Fletcher Cox penalty is one that, you know, I have to ask the question, you know, how do you avoid that happening? It's not like you could just all of a sudden put on the brakes or all of a sudden distort your body and not get in position, you know, to make that type of hit. But that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is this Eagles team was penalized 13 times for a loss of 114 yards. And it could be even more than that. You look at the illegal block in the back by Wendell Smallwood. Dorial Green-Beckham had a 38-yard catch negated on that. That play alone gives the Eagles momentum, the offense, that is. It gives that offense momentum, and they put the ball in Redskins territory for the first time. Those are the type of momentum-changing penalties that you just simply cannot have. So this Eagles team, they struggled yesterday defensively. You look in the first half, 21 points was given up. 3 points in the second half. But when it was time, and it was funny because the way what the Redskins did yesterday, that's what the Eagles did in the first three games, to where they jumped off to an early lead, and then in the second half, they go knuckle to knuckle, shoe to shoe, and run the football. My goodness. The Redskins were able to run the football yesterday. 263 yards rush, or 230 yards rushing, 263 passing. So when it was time to get that first down on the third down with a minute and change left, Matt Jones ripped off the longest run of the game, 57 yards. Put the game away. Tough game for the Eagles. I tell you, a very tough game. Very, very tough. So next you have the Minnesota Vikings. And I tell you, I know you guys want to go to the game. Keep faith. Carson Wentz said it. Losses are going to come, but the Eagles as a team haven't lost hope. As fans, you guys can't lose hope either. So with that being said, be sure to go out and support your team this week against the Minnesota Vikings. And here's one way that you can go to the game. You see, here's the deal. SeatGeek is a mobile app that you could download. And that will allow you to get tickets to the game, and there's multiple ways that you could do it. It's an easy experience. It's mobile friendly. The ticket is delivered in the app. You just walk to the gate with the barcode from the SeatGeek app, and you go ahead and get in the stadium. It's no better than that. And then you could do a deal score. There's a rating on every ticket from 1 to 100. That tells you what kind of bang for your buck you get for your ticket. So you can actually get a grade on the ticket that you purchase. You get the $20 rebate on tickets with the promo code. So all you have to do is use the promo code LOEAGLES. Purchase the first ticket. You're not going to get the rebate up front. It's going to be sent to you in an email afterwards. It's an awesome way to be able to get your discount. You sign up for price alerts as well. So right now, today, as you're listening to this show, sign up for the price alert. Set your price that you want to pay for the Eagles ticket, and they will go ahead and email you as the price gets closer to your price range. You can't beat that. That's SeatGeek. Download the SeatGeek app and use the promo code LOEAGLES. Today. Speaking of this Minnesota Vikings game, what they're going to have to do, the Eagles, that is, offensive line is going to have to get it together. Specifically on that right side, Big V, you know, very tough introduction to the NFL going against, and it's a lot to ask of him to go against a guy like Ryan Kerrigan, who has quietly been one of the better pass rushers in the NFL, man. And you know, he showed it yesterday, brought it right from the start. Like I said, 2 sacks in the opening series. One thing I would like to see the Eagles do, and just looking at the snap counts, right? You had Brent Celek with 13 snaps, Trey Burton with 9. You had 54 total snaps. Zach Ertz had, I believe it was 46. It was in the 40s. Where's the 13 personnel setting? Why didn't they use that more? You know, you have a defensive end, outside linebacker, pass rusher type that gets to the quarterback. You have to support your guy, your right tackle. You need more chips. You need more guys out there to help him out, and that's something that they didn't do as much. Doug Peterson said he felt they helped him, and I do agree at some point a player has to step up and rise to the occasion. And Big V, he tried, but he was overmatched against Ryan Kerrigan. All in all, there were 5 sacks and Redskins sacks, 11 QB hits. So Wentz was definitely under some duress. I think this was his most difficult game as a pro. He had a very salty look on his face after the game in the locker room, and rightfully so. The guy does not like to lose. I mean, no one likes to lose, to be honest with you, but you could tell that it bothered him. And he had a big – I mean, he had to have a new jersey because in that first series, they ripped his jersey. You know, he had a big mark on his shoulder, also a big hickey. Hey, man, they were getting to him. So this upcoming week with the Vikings and their pass rush, I mean, this is another group of grown behind men that are going to be able to bring it. So they're going to have to get it together. Maybe we'll see a switch. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Maybe you get the experience from a Stefan Wisniewski in there at left guard, and you flip Barber over to right tackle, and you go with your more experienced guys. We'll see what happens. But at the end of the day, offensively and defensively, this team struggled, at least for one half. They were outgained by a lot of yards, and these are things that you can't allow to happen. They were outgained by over 200 yards. You know, again, 493 total yards of offense by the Redskins. I believe it was 239 total yards of offense by the Eagles. Got to do better than that. The penalties, you got to do better than that. So we're getting ready to hear Doug Peterson give his Monday press conference. We'll see what he has to say. It's going to be interesting because there are some questions that need to be answered. I know this team, and as I'm sitting here, I see the guys leaving the facility now. Marcus Smith just drove by, Rodney McLeod earlier, and you know, it's very clear they came in, they did their workouts that they and watched some film today, and now they're off about their business. They're going to have to put this game behind them, and then come back Wednesday with a new approach. And be ready to grind. This NFL thing is, the train doesn't stop going. You know, whether you're hurt, injured, feelings are disappointed, whatever, it's going to keep going. So I'm sure these guys will be able to do this, put this loss behind them, go ahead and face the Vikings, and then you have another divisional game right afterwards. It's not over, folks. It is not over. Keep the hope. Your team is still right there. The Cowboys are 4-1. Redskins, Cowboys, excuse me, 5-1, I believe it is. Well, either way, they're within a game. So the Eagles are in a good position. Just understand that. The Cowboys, I believe, are going into the bye, and then they'll come back, and maybe Tony Romo will be playing. Hey, that could be a better thing for the Cowboys. We'll see what happens. But that's the show. Be sure to subscribe to the show on, which is the Locked On Eagles podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and Audio Boom. Follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. And in addition to that, the daily Eagles work that we provide from the Eagles Wire at theeagleswire.usatoday.com. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow, folks. Take care.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.